Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Declare your independence on the Free Talk Live Network.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Declare your independence. Me, Ernest Hancock, from the desert west of Phoenix, Arizona. I am the little old place. What we're going to be doing today is we have Catherine Bleich Bunnenden. She's going to be coming on talk about anarchapocalypse starting up here directly. And what we're going to be doing, I think it's within a couple of weeks. So we're going to go ahead and we talked to Jeff Berwick. We spent a lot of time on the hurricane that went through there. That was a thing. It was like, yeah, we got, you know, those clouds out on the horizon, and all of a sudden, boom, amped up and headed directly for Acapulco, and it just like over. And Jeff was warning everybody, he said, look, man, I'm looking at this is real time. It's here we go. Yeah, but there's not nobody warned those sirens. Those kind of, man, I'm telling you, get out. So some people did. And it laid it flat. I mean, you got the big hotels and resorts and so on, windows gone. I mean, it was amazing. But fortunately, with crypto, you know, being the tip of the spear getting there, boom, sent money, hundreds, thousands of dollars. I think they are raised with GoFundMe and crypto $300,000-$500,000. I mean, it was at least. Yeah, I think I remember it being over 300,000 within a week. I mean, it was just boom. So what happened is they have at Anarchapulco, and I've been down there quite a few times and emceed a couple of times, and it's so I know the operation, and I tell you, man, they got it going on. I tell you, one of the big things, it's the AV guys. You know, they're out of Mexico City, I think. He was the guy that runs it. I can't remember his name now, but he's really cool. We get along fine. He's an older guy, but he was like, you know, the Frankie Valli of Mexico. Sherry. Well, I can't do it well justice, but you get the idea. He's one of those pop star guys and good looking and everything, and he stayed in the music industry as he could see where there was a need. You had good sound, you know, good sound, good visuals, good, you know, he's got a crew, and they got it going on. It was amazing. Almost none of them spoke any English, and we got along great. I mean, they knew exactly what to do, what I was talking about. It was awesome. So the second time they asked me to do it, I'm going, well, I got one question. Same AV guys? Boom, I'm in. So this is really well-run ship. You know, it's, you know, the trains run on time. You know what I mean? If you got, you know, MC making sure. But, you know, you got the trains running on time, all these different events going on, some of them simultaneously, and it's in a beautiful area that got hit heavy by the hurricane. Now, Catherine's going to be on at the bottom of the hour. You know, she needed till, you know, 6:30 my time here in the morning. Yeah, 6 a.m. That means I got to get up. It's morning show again. Woohoo! I'm so happy. You know, I am. I like getting up early, just get my day. I mean, hey, I got a lot of stuff done. It's not even noon yet. Yeah, my work day is, there's some stuff done, and I get to have lunch. So it's, but Donna's not here. Donna is in with our youngest daughter and grandkids and playing grandma, and she needed a few days to go get her hair this, a massage that, shopping of something. She's making soap. That's what. Her and my daughter, she's teaching my daughter how to make soap. I think it's like second or third time that they've done it. But I haven't had anything but Donna soap on this body for, a decade? That's just one less thing I worry about. It's just so much crap out there. I don't want to be smearing the man all over me. And you find out your skin is like the biggest organ. It's just this with holes. Just suck it up. Yeah, we'll get them. Oh, but I drink bottled water. Yeah, but you sit there and soak in a fluoride, immersion. So I'm like, I vote no. So there's a lot of that we're going to be emphasizing this year. And, it's war in 24. Yeah, it did disappoint, did it? Yeah, they didn't waste any time. They're gonna get us in a war, and what are they gonna distract you with? Ooh, look at these guys with their DJI drones and duct taping, electrical taping or whatever taping of a RPG head on it, or they're putting a mortar on it, or little bombs. And I saw last night, it kind of got me. All right, I'll get on this. I got 20 minutes, so I can ramble for 20 minutes. But Catherine will be on just a little bit. We're going to be talking about Anarchapoca. We spend more time on the schedule and the guests and the people that, what's the experience going to be like. We got into a little bit of that. But with Jeff, I was really interested in the recovery of the new friends down there, because they're just such good people. People are awesome all over the world. You put them into stress and strain and you live in a dirt floor with no electricity, water kind of thing. People get, ornery. But it's so chill. You got your bad guys and so on, but, the culture is just so chill. In America, it's the same. You go into rural areas and so on. Get out of the freaking rat race, man. It's we're one step closer to pulling the trigger on land. I said, no, not until it clicks, man. This one place, the only thing I have to, after the show today, Bob and I are going to go ahead, and I want them to go with me and take a looky-see. Because we went in the back way, because we wanted to go when it was raining. I want to know how flooded it was going to be and where the water went and how and all that kind of stuff. And it was going to rain again today, and there's another way to go in. There's a second way, but it was had some water on it, and I didn't, with Donna, and I got a little Jeep Liberty. I didn't want to forge in the river, I get in trouble. But the get stuck. So we're gonna go get stuck. We're gonna go a different route because I've seen that they got big cattle trailers and stuff. There's a cattle, it's a little ranchy thing out there. I go, well, they got in here somehow, because we're gonna, we got to bring in the bus. We got the big 18-wheeler Mayflower thing with a lot of our stuff in. We got to do a lot of building. We're gonna be bringing in. So I don't mind, if I'm getting a really good deal on it, because it is relatively, it's not inaccessible, it's just rough. It's like Donna's got the trainer Buick Enclave in for a four-wheel drive, Jeep something. But the so I'm feeling good about it. She found this. She's always finding some. She's always about the scenery. But if we can make this work, you're gonna see something getting ready. And what am I gonna be worried about? Nothing. I'm gonna be out in the desert, getting ready. And do we got time before it's like anvil hot of 120? Oh my God! But the technology. I'm telling you just have more solar panels. Man, I wish it was, I'm going to need to power that. Yeah, I'll just get into the bank solar panels. And they're so cheap. If you can, we got, what do I got? I got three inverters, for various different things. I can split up the power, if I need to. We got enough battery. We got like 40 kilowatt, but we could have more. They're getting cheap as heck. My son-in-law went and got, It was like 5 kilowatts for $800, and I'm used to paying $1,600. And I go, what'd you get? Whoa, those are pretty nice. You know, it's just, it's getting so much better, the technology, and it's decentralizing life. It's make it to where you can live a quality life without having to be on the man's grid. We're not, you know, off the grid. We're above the grid. So a lot of this, I'm going to be skipping Anarchapoco this year because I can't. I got to get busy. And Jay Noon is going to be going and representing, so that's cool. So he's going to be flying out here to, he's from New Hampshire, does man camp and raising two, a little boy, a little girl that are like 4 and 5 and 3, something like that. And they're just kicking butt. They know how to feed the cows, you know, get the pigs. Well, the pig is a little bit too, you don't go in there and be food yourself. I mean, you know, so be careful. But the, and he starts them off with chickens. You know, you got a little kid. We did this. Our grandkids, first thing they did to come out, gotta go get the eggs. You know, they get that dopamine hit, that positive, you know, reinforcement for doing something, whatever, without having to be a tablet. No, we ain't playing video games. You're not coming over with grandma and grandpa sit there on the couch and looking at a screen. That ain't happening, you know. That electronic babysitter used to be the TV. Now they got their eyeballs like 7 inches from it. You know, I was like, no. So we're looking forward to having grandkids back out. But, you know, we gotta build the road. Who built the roads? Well, it's gonna be Ernie, you know. And it's right after, you know, some flooding and so on. Wash out a little culvert goes there. It's not that bad. But, you know, a lot of people think it was. They go, hey, man, I can't, you know, drive my caddy in here. No, you can't. You know, it's going to have to be four-wheel drive. Yeah, I can kind of smooth it out. We'll work on it. We'll see. I'm not even sure we're going to get this one. We're still looking at it. But it's at the edge of the county, at the end of this road. You get this dirt road, and you go to the end, and then where it turns, you know, that dirt road, and then it goes to the end of that dirt road, and you're at the end. The end. It's at the. I went and found the end. I want to get to the end. Well, I'm at the end. The man's gonna come out there. It wasn't by accident. Oh yeah. This is what they'll do. This is good. They'll go like this. They'll say, well, we were responding to a complaint. By who? A satellite? You know, yeah, you're doing it wrong. And I'm going, okay. So I feel good about that because a lot of the places that Donna found were really cool. But, you know, a little too neighborhoody. I can see a neighbor over there, you know. So, you know, you probably can't see anything. I'm naked. But you'll know I'm naked, you know. So it's just, but this, nah, no, it's all good. And it gets a lot more water, so the little, you know, cactus bushes are like 3 times bigger cactus bushes. And it allows for a Berman swale design. I'm telling you, man, I'm looking excited. This is a multi-generational thing. You know, I get them started, the infrastructure going and so on, but, you know, when this goes down to family, you know, thanks, Dad. You know, it's just, thanks, Grandpa. So I feel good about that. You know what it's about? It's about feeling good. You know, it's about feeling good about what you're doing. You know, your best, even if you don't get to enjoy, you feel good. You know, there's a smile. Yeah. Little appreciation, Pop. So this is what Don and I have always been searching for and to do and preparing for. And war in 24, this is the year. So we're starting the morning show again. Last week, we kind of spent a lot of time on, you know, the sound. I think there's still, I wish I had a live board op. I mean, I go and listen to it later and I go, a little tinny there. I need to mixer that a little bit. I'll turn that dial and see how, you know, we've been working on it. Then getting the flow. Like today is the first time, you know, I have the morning show starting it without a guest, then bringing a guest in. What that means is that you turn on the Zoom waiting for them, but it only said idle for 40 minutes. So if she's late, it'll turn off and I got to redo something, you know, and then you set up the screens and do it and bring them in and out. And it's that there's no breaks, you know, so you guys got to, you know, suffer along with it, but it's going to be live. It's going to be real. And what we're going to be doing is there's other channels. We started putting on, like, we're on, I don't know, Content Safe is putting, you know, starting to platform us. We found all the platforms. We just don't add to them. Right? I'm like, no, not until we get the backup to where we know we got the archive of it doesn't freaking matter, and IPFS and the hash of MP4 down. And you go, I got to go to your site. Yeah, you do. You want to make sure you got it, you come over here. You know, and that's one thing I enjoy, the philosophy with Corbett and I. James Corbett and I have been doing every other week or every week there for a while. Every other week for, God, years. You know, 3, 4, 5 years. I don't know. It's been a while. And it's just because we kind of see the world the same way. What the, you know, I mean, he does his own thing. But we see the threat. You know, we can understand what's going on. We got our own tactics of how to, you know, attack it, but it needs to be attack. I mean, there's got to be, you know, pressure on. So he and I'll be doing a show day after tomorrow. We'll get caught up. Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff going on. I was telling him we were emailing. He goes, "Oh, save it for the show." And I'm like, "Okay, well, I just want to make sure you know what's up." So this is going to be a interesting week. We're going to be testing some other, you know, features and so on. So we'll see how that goes. And I'm like, man, I got the green screen stuff and everything. It's a pain in the butt. Do I want to do that? I can move the studio around a little bit and do in here on the Love Bus. And but the biggest thing is, I ain't going to wait until we, you know, build the studio, because that's part of our build there. There's going to be one of the domes is going to be a studio. You know, it might not be the first one, but, you know, it's and then I think, you know, depending on the weather, we can, you know, change it around, have it on kind of a patio area. Because the way the bus was set, when we would go to an event or a festival, we were out helping, we put the studio be outside, you know, out here. There's connections for audio and video. We had XLR connections, you know, those little three-prong things, you know, XLR connections that go under the bus. It feeds out. So we have a table out there, and then we have chairs, and we have speakers, you know, and then we just started using, we have some of these Bluetooth, you know, big speakers, Bose, little speakers, and it just kind of, that worked great. You know, they, you know, the audience got to participate, put a mic out there, and we have, you know, guests and so on. So we can do, I want to do that so you can see the land and see the backdrops and the mountains. And where I was like, ooh, ain't you jealous, you know. So we're going to be emphasizing that as we get to the build. And I've just been patient. I'm like, I know it's getting late because it's going to, we get right in the middle all of a sudden, summer. You know, a few months, is going to be a hot. Lay hot. And I'm going, all right, do I have enough infrastructure done that we can stay there, you know, live, not die, not, you know, wake up in the morning and be beef jerky, you know? So, because we can just take the bus and we'll go up the mountains. And with everything's mobile. We've been doing it for years. So I just go, and I'll be back and go up in, you know, Arizona mountains where it's 70-whatever degrees in the summer when it's 115 here, and, you know, we can hang. So that might be a possibility because we're looking for land up there, too. Matter of fact, we do have land, you know, up in northeastern Arizona. And my oldest daughter and her family, they're like, yeah, they want to get out of the valley, and they're looking for land. But they don't want to be out in the desert like Bob does, you know. Donna's like, nope. I want cold. No cold. I'd rather be hot. Hot. Like a hot. She's from Pennsylvania. No snow. Hot. You know, yeah, but it snows up there sometimes. Hot. She likes it hot. And I go, okay, you know, that's what you to know. So this place is lush, and it's just really nice, beautiful desert this time of year. And I'm going, I just want you to know, you're all in love with it now. But, you know, 6 months from now, it's going to be, you know, sun anvil up with a hammer. Bam. Bam. I just want you, just FYI. So she's like, oh, I know. Okay. All right. That's, you know, but, you know, happy wife, happy life. I just want to make sure, you know. So this is where we're at. It's progressing. But I can't leave it to not knowing damn what's coming. You know, we got damn. And I just want, you know, damn. So let's go ahead, you know, before Catherine comes on, we'll check in a couple of minutes here. She's got like 7 minutes. So here we got, now this is, you know, custom module. We'll be going over that, you know, next week. You know, this week we're working on some other things. And it looks like we're going to be redesigning the site. And everybody's going, thank God. I mean, no, but I needed everything here as an activist tool. That's what I'm trying to, you know, give it to you guys is that, you know, Freedom is Phoenix, the reason we're able to do a lot of the stuff that we do is being able to access it, make it available to people. Okay, here's a good example. We have, see if I got them around here. You know, we have the trash can flyer thing that we do. It's just a, you know, orange or yellow, you know, like 4.5 by 14. It's after they empty the big green monster in front of your house, the trash can. We put those, you know, in the afternoon. We just go on bicycles, walk in your neighborhood, car, somebody with you, just boom, 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 boom. You do an entire neighborhood. I mean, hundreds and, you know, not even an hour. You know, it's just, wham. Man, did you get the, ooh, what's up? And it's like, hey, sorry, while you were out, we went through your trash. Oh, Patriot Act, you can't tell anybody about it. You go to jail for 10 years. Oh, and the Defense Authorization Bill gave us authorization to do this. And, you know, to get your free CBDC wallet and your, you know, CBDCs, you're going to have to call these numbers, and you might have to register your firearms and your vaccine schedule, you know, blah, blah, blah. So they're like, what the crap? Man, there's a whole bunch of government just slapped them in the face. So they have the URL on it, the QR code. Well, it goes to aztiphotline.info, which is we've had since like 08 during the Levolution. We were doing this. We've done this a lot of times. And so they go to that, and it forwards to weknowthetruth.online, which is a landing page that we're going to be doing a lot of different projects. It's a future thing we're going to be paying the butt with. And but it just forwards straight to opensourceeducation.online, which is James Corbett's thing. James Corbett took and curated a bunch of his best videos to provide context for what's going to happen this year. You know, war in 24. How? What? Where did this? What the heck? Just how I was working. I was barely making it. I'm getting, you know, along. I'm going fishing on the weekend. Then all of a sudden, boom! We're at, you know, there's freaking artillery shells over the horizon. What the heck just happened? So we need to provide context for going into this election cycle. Must be an election cycle. They're trying to start a war. So the by doing that, you know, I think people are better served. So, but we have that landing page of weknowthetruth.online is that, you know, that has the Banksy Revolution logo, whatever. But we'll be talking about it as we start using it more. So this is going there for them to be able to get access to this information. Well, it has an impact on people. And somebody went, wow, this is, after you get over the initial shock, you know it's a parody. But it has phone numbers on there. And it goes to the newsrooms. You know, there's two sets. Two on one, two on the other, and it's the Arizona Republic, Clear Channel Station here, you know, the talk show, like Sean Hannity, all that kind of crap. And then the newsroom at two television stations, two networks. And they know it's me. And if they don't, then they find out, you know. I was just like, hello. Damn it, Ernie's doing it again.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Former President Trump is participating in a closed hearing Monday regarding his classified documents case in Florida. Trump and his legal team were scheduled to convene with a federal judge for an extensive discussion expected to last several hours. Trump facing allegations of taking hundreds of classified documents with him when he left the White House. President Biden making light of concerns about his memory. Speaking at a conference in Washington Monday, Biden quipped,
"What I didn't realize, and I've been around, I know I don't look like, but I've been around a while. I do remember that."
His remark follows a report that characterized Biden as a well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory. A series of significant storms is pounding the southern U.S. with tornado watches and warnings spread across southern Louisiana, Alabama, Georgia, and into Tennessee and the Carolinas. Further north, wintry conditions will be hitting. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. Tired of ever-inflating U.S. dollar? You can live your life on Dash with BitRefill.com, where you can buy gift cards from big retailers, including grocers, gas stations, phone refills, Amazon, and even prepaid MasterCards. Thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month for this sponsorship. It's easy to get and use Dash. You can learn more at Dash.org. That's Dash.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, on the Free Talk Live Network. Today we're talking to Kat and Lily from Anarchapoco.com, Anarchapoco 2024. This is seventh, eighth year, and it's been an interesting ride to have people that understand what the fundamental problems are with people in relationship with government and whether there should even be one. And it's in Acapulco, and it's been a pleasure for me to go, and I've emceed the event a couple of times, and it's been interesting to see how these relationships build, where they come from, how they overlap, they found their people, and how it's been an inspiration around the world, because the world goes to this thing. Let's go ahead and continue our conversation with Kat and Lily, the managers of Anarchapoco. We have that landing page of WeKnowTheTruth.online is that, you know, that has the Banksy
Lovolution logo, whatever. But we'll be talking about it as we start using it more. So this is going there for them to be able to get access to this information. Well, it has an impact on people. And somebody went, wow, this is, after you get over the initial shock, you know it's a parody. But it has phone numbers on there, and it goes to the newsrooms. You know, there's two sets, two on one, two on the other, and it's the Arizona Republic, Clear Channel Station here, you know, the talk show, like Sean Hannity, all that kind of crap. And then the newsroom at two television stations, two networks. And they know it's me. You know, and if they don't, then they find out. You know, I was just like, hello. Damn it, Ernie's doing it again. And it just, you know, see, this is the guy, Carrie Lake was one of these anchors. You know, she knew this stuff. You know, she knew. Oh, I can't take it anymore. I'm like, since when? I mean, you went 20 years and then you couldn't take it? It was like 20 years and a day and all of a sudden you didn't know before or something? I'm glad they're doing what they're doing, but I'm bringing attention to stuff. But to think it's really what you think it is never what you think it is, you know? So what we did is I go, okay, as we did, I could show you that, but, you know, got to get ready for her. Let me pull this over. So, I'll do a little work while she's coming. The flyers had an impact on some of the guys, and they were like, what the crap? You know, this is cool. You know, this is something that we can make use of. And that somebody knew a guy that knew a guy that knew a guy. And they said, yeah, I know this, Ernie. We can, we can see if he'll let us use the template for these flyers. And we've got something in Gilbert. Gilbert's in the East Valley. It's like Mesa, Tempe, Gilbert, Chandler, that kind of thing. So Gilbert, one of these communities, this is interesting. What the community did, okay, she's not there. What the community did is you have farming community. It's small. It's in the valley, but it's kind of isolated. It's got its own water system. It's got its own culture. You know, it's a farming community. They got a lot of farming, ranching, that kind of stuff, horses, you know. And the city council decided they're going to have a Bible Day. This is, 10 years, 15 years ago or so. We have, you know, Constitution Bible Day. You know, it's Bible Day. You know, Constitution Bible Day. And, you know, and of course, everybody freaked out. You know, they got the, I don't know, interest of who cares. You know, after them, you can't do that. And right after that, somehow state, somebody, federal, EPA, something, money came in, they're going to kick your butt. You will comply, and boom. You have to have a municipal water system, and since you don't have one for, you know, $500 million, that we'll our friend over here will build it for you, and we'll get financing the bond over here, and kind of we're going to make some on you. But you have to hook into the city of Mesa. And the city of Mesa fluoridated. And that was a big thing, too, because Mesa is mostly Mormons and didn't want to do this, and they forced that in. And time and pressure. It depends who's pushing the button. If you have constant pressure, they're going to get it one way or another. It's just a matter of time and how you trade off, you know, other rights or something. Well, we'll let you do this if you do that, and you'll get that. Sooner or later, they're going to get what they want. You know, you have to be the pressure the other way. Sooner or later, the people are going to get what they demand. Sooner or later. But you have to demand it. Well, what happened, Gilbert, they got them fluoridated just to, you know, to kind of shut them up. We're going to get you in the fold, man. Here's your soma. So there's some activity going on there, and they want to use our flyer thing. Well, do you mind if, you know, can we? Man, that's what it's for. Peace out. How can I help? And we had all the stuff for them. So we're going to tell you about that, how that's coming. Okay, Cat's coming in. Not even a minute early. That's all good. So let's say hello.
Hello.
There you go. Okay. All right, let me go ahead and get this set. And we'll show your purdies.
Okay, making sure that sound is up.
And they're purdies. Woo! There they are. Okay. This is what we're going to do. Catherine,
yes.
Belage Bonandine. How do you say your last name, Kat?
Bonandine.
Bonandine. Bonandine. It's your name. You should say it the way you want it. All right. So we got Bonandine and Lily Forrester. Now, Lily, what is it that you do a lot of art? Don't you? Are you the art person or something? Are you in charge of it? What is it you do?
For Inner Popoca, you mean?
Yeah.
I am the website girl. I am co-producer. The circus freak.
She handles all the ticketing.
All of it. Yeah, all the ticketing, all the email list, basically anything technical, I do it.
She's back-end systems in totality, and she does do some art, but we also work with Kelsey.
Yeah.
I don't know her new last name, Kelsey Blue.
Yeah, something
so
like that.
That seems, if you're taking care of all of that, that's like, that means, you know, Cat love you long time. You know, she needs...
We have matching tattoos, we love each other long time.
Whoa! There you go. Okay, importante. All right. So let's go ahead and, you know, do an introduction here real quick.
Okay,
all right.
Sounds good. Yeah,
scene on... Okay, I'm going to run the slideshow there so, you know, you can straighten your bra without, you know, getting too done, you know, or something. It's like always guys always scratching. I leave their thing up there and they're always picking their nose or something. So, yeah. So we'll go ahead and have the slideshow going while I do that. Now, what I wanted to do is go ahead and just read this a little bit, and then we'll get into more detail. Now, we talked a lot about the hurricane and so on with Jeff Berwick, you know, talk about Narco Poco 2024. And I did want to get some information from you on that. But mostly we want to talk about Narco Poco and your guest list and what the theme is and ride, that freedom will rise. So let's go ahead and do the introductions here and we'll get to that.
Okay.
Catherine discovered she was a philosophical anarchist, and we'll get into that, while giving a soapbox idol rant at Porkfest in 2009. I think I remember that. A longtime liberty activist, Catherine has moved from the front lines of the Ron Paul campaign and police accountability movement to behind the scenes, working as the producer of Narco Poco and board member for the Greenbrier Intentional Community. Catherine raises chickens, goats, and sovereign children in Central Texas with her husband, Paulo. You can read about her homesteading adventure at thehomestead.guru. Her 17 years as an active and involved member of the Liberty community has provided her with profound insight into the nature of coercive control. Oh, sounds like good to me. It manifests in a societal level, a communal level, a relational level, even within our own psyche. Finding freedom in our lifetime will require each of us to identify and eradicate the ways in which we participate in and perpetuate coercion. Thank you for saying that. You know, it's quit supporting the beast that's devouring you. Golly, man. All right, that's good. When we each make the needed shifts in our way of being to exist as the sovereigns we were born to be, we serve as the building blocks of a truly free society. To read about Catherine's experience overcoming coercive control, visit sovereignliving.com. Her email is producer@anarchapoco.com. Excellent. I like that. Okay. Let's see how Lily does here. All right.
Mine's not as good, I already know.
Well, no, you got to have something to aspire to. I mean, just... as seen on the HBO series The Anarchist, Lily has been attending or involved with the Narco Poco and its community in some form or another since 2016. Lily has been working for Narco Poco since the end of 2020 and is now co-producer of the event, taking on many roles within the organization. And her email is co-producer@anarchapoco.com. Now, this is, you know, seeing you guys operate and so on. How much is a volunteer community kind of thing? I mean, there's a lot of people that want to help. They get, you know, pick me. A lot of times they get to go free, or they're, you know, it's the povertarians, you know, hey, I can help and advance freedom and I don't charge. Can I have a meal? I mean, you know, and they want to help. So I'm wondering how much of it is that, how much is paid staff, because it's an organized thing, you know, and only in the Liberty community you would get this kind of participation. Any of these other efforts they got, you know, the big giant rally or the whatever, that's all, somebody's funding that. That's paid for. They got another agenda. There's something else going on. Here it's leave me aloneism. So tell me how it's structured and how you get a lot of your man and woman power going.
Yeah, sure. So we have a team of around 15 people who either work or volunteer year round. And then during the main event, we keep our community support ticket level at about 10%. Those are our volunteer tickets. And we do have a small charge for volunteer tickets because we feed people, one. And two, we want to make sure that they're actually going to show up. We found that charging a small amount actually results in people showing up to do their shift. So we've got about 450 people coming, and we have probably 40 of those will be on the community support ticket level that are coming to volunteer, essentially.
This, 450 is not small, but it's been thousands sometimes. You know, what do you think is going on? It's, did you guys raise your prices or something? Or the hurricane wiped out everything? Or don't have any money because the zombie apocalypse is coming? I mean, what's going on?
I think there's multiple things. One, when we had, over 1,000 people, we were in a big resort and we were running 5 stages simultaneously. So a lot of those people were speakers, like 200 of them were speakers because we had 5 stages running at the exact same time. So much larger event, very different. When COVID hit, we had to completely restructure the event because we did not have a place where we could gather and be next to each other and not cover our faces, right? So we found the Jardín Secreto, and they let us come. And I think we had 140 people that year, if I remember right.
Yep.
And we've grown up to the size that we are now, which as of 3 days ago, we're at the same size event as 2023, and yet we're still selling tickets. So we're going to pass 2023's level despite the hurricane, which I think is awesome, and despite the fact that we did raise ticket prices this year significantly because we just couldn't afford to run the event without doing so. Thank you, Jeff, for letting me raise the ticket prices.
Finally. Finally, we wanted to in 2023.
Okay, so what is the ticket price at now?
So if you want a VIP ticket, which is your food, it's access to the whole venue. This year we have a second stage that is only VIP, and the Jardín inside the garden is VIP only this year. That's a $1,600 ticket. That does not include your hotel. And if you are wanting to get a general admission ticket, those are currently at
$600.
They're currently at $600. And those went up over the course of the year. So for people who were at Anarchapulco last year, we had 40 people buy early bird tickets that were at $1,000. That's almost 50% off. So we do raise the price as the year goes on for both the GA and the VIP tickets.
But for those who want accommodation, we do have several options that include accommodation and exclusive parties and stuff like that that are on the website. We have a little something for everybody.
Yeah, Charlie's Angels tickets, you get you a room in Casa Jaguar, and Lucy's special tickets get you a room in Casa Olas, and they each have their own special parties that you get access to.
This is, Anarchapulco, from my perspective, when it first started, I went to the first few, and then, sporadically throughout. What number is this one?
10. This is my 9th one.
My 7th.
Yeah, I think I've gone at least 6 or 7, I think. I don't know. I just wind up there one way or another for something. It's kind of like Porkfest. Porkfest, I never planned to go. But I've been to everyone since 08. It's like salmon. They just make it back to the stream, Because it's hot in Arizona. I don't like hot in the summer. I go, I think I'll go here, So the, we'll see how this year goes. Cause we're back to Arizona and we're, building, getting land, so it's kind of got me busy this year. But it's always good to have family that is still taking care of business in Mexico. And I really, really like. Do you have the same AV guys this year?
Yes.
Okay, what is his name? I forgot.
Luigi and Vanessa.
Luigi and Vanessa. You know, and that's his aide, his second commander. You know, Luigi, just awesome. I just, if he's involved, you know, you're going to have everything working. It's on time. They, you know, take care of business. They got to put up with all the late. Everybody's got their PowerPoint speaker crap and so on, you know. But they are so great to work with, and you know you got good sound, audio, visual. You're having a good time because that's always a problem. Everywhere I've ever been to MC or do anything or have even our own events, AV is always the thing. And Luigi takes care of business. So you're getting a quality production when you go to a Narcopoco.
That's part of why the tickets are high, because we put on a performance. This is not just a person with a microphone, which is great sometimes, and we all need those very intimate, lower budget opportunities to communicate, like Anarcho-Forco, yes. Agoraforco. And but what we're trying to do is provide something that is truly a sensory experience in every way possible, because we want you to go home changed on a cellular level. We want you to go home as that beacon of light so that you can spread freedom and liberty in your own community. And it really has a big impact on people when they have the whole production of the lights, the sound, the screen, all of it. It's incredible. It's immersive.
The performances, the dancers, the music, the, you know, just the freedom to kind of, what's that guy doing over there, shake, dancing, whatever? I don't know, whatever he wants to do. Peace out. I'll go over there with him. You know, so this has been, you know, it's a good experience. People that have not experienced this, this is the same thing as some of these festivals like this. And Anarcho-Poco is definitely one of the top ones, because you, if you don't know or experience what you're an activist for, you know, what is it you're trying to create? What's the kind of relationship? What's the kind of communication that you have with people of like mind or even not like mind? You know, that you're just in a common, you know, frame of mind that you can enjoy each other's presence. You know, just, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're here. We're all here being glad. I mean, you know, you don't experience that. You don't even know what you're striving for. You know, this is that you can just, and when tragedy happens, you got a big giant hurricane, all of a sudden the wolf came and the house blew down, you know, that the community comes together. And that's one thing, Anarcho-Poco, Danny came by here a few weeks ago, okay, with his girlfriend, their RV, and they went out quartzite and so on. Is he doing remote, or is he coming down, or what?
He's coming down. He always comes down. He can't stay away.
I know he says he wasn't, but I didn't know. He always gets down there.
But, he can't not come.
I know. I thought he was full of crap when he says he wouldn't. Anyway,
it's like you and Porkfest.
Right. You know, Narcopoco. The only reason I don't make, you know, the super trip every time, it's like airports. It's like America, you know, and all the, I hate that. And then the whole time you're there, it's how many days before I got to go through that crap again? You know, it's just, ugh. So we fly or drive to San Diego and go across the bridge, you know, the Tijuana, and go from there. You know, because if you do that, then it's a lot less hassle. Unfortunately, we're in the Southwest. Like Jay Noon, his plan is to fly here to Arizona, hang out with us. We'll take him to Tijuana, and then he'll go and then come back, you know, that way. So hopefully that works out. He wants to take his family. I'm like, oh, man, that's going to be a thing. So what we're going to do is I wanted to talk to you guys about the community and the locals there. As you have been doing this for, God, over a decade, you know, they, you know, Jeff was down there. He married into a family that was known. You know, his wife is kind of, man, you know, take care of business or my 14 cousins will kick your butt. But, you know, this is a community that you guys have integrated in. Now, you still live in Texas. You got a thing in Texas. So how many weeks, months out of the year are you down there, Kat?
For me, it's varied. When I first took on this role, I would say about 2 months I had to spend down here to really establish relationships, scout venues, get to know people. Now I can do a lot of it over WhatsApp. And I come down twice a year for work necessarily, unless something crazy happens like the hurricane. And thankfully other people came down because I have a baby and I was trying to figure out, can I bring a toddler down? Like, what can I do? I want to come help. But I'd say ultimately I spend a minimum of 6 weeks a year in Acapulco.
Okay. What about you, Lily? You down there or?
So I, as of today, actually, today is my eighth year anniversary. Wow. Jesus. Of being in Mexico in general. I am the one who came and never left because, well, jail time. But I moved out of Acapulco.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I think we talked to you years ago. You had some drug thing. I smoked marijuana while I wasn't allowed, and then probably it's not even a crime wherever now. But, you know, the man wanted to explain it to you, and you go, yeah, well, I'm in Mexico.
Yeah, it was one of those things where I grew up and my mom was a fugitive for most of my childhood, so when I got arrested, my natural response was, well, I'm going to Mexico. And
I already know my answer.
Exactly. And I came here and I never left. I'm working on getting that problem fixed, but I still live in Mexico, obviously. I come to Acapulco for the event every year, but otherwise I am living in Michoacán and training in the local circus community there, which that's going to be really special because they're coming to Acapulco this year. We are performing. So the circus people this year will be me and my friends, which is like,
very cool.
Hell yeah. But yeah, it's one of those things where it's still a little weird and risky for me to travel around through Mexico itself. It's getting to be less so, but it still is. So I generally only come for the event to Acapulco itself. But I have a kind of a community of people here I stay in contact with throughout the year. Yeah.
Worth mentioning, she has a rock star lawyer, so things are going to go well for her. I know it.
Yeah, within 3 to 6 months, I say that because that was what came to me when I was having, we'll say, an experience yesterday. and within 3 to 6 months, I will be getting my legal situation fixed. I'll be going and getting my passport in the United States, and then I will be moving my ass to Serbia to follow my heart because there's a man there.
So like,
I'm in love.
Yeah, a woman or a man, that's always the vote.
Yeah, it's another Anna Capoca love story.
Yeah, he came, he saw me on the HBO series, and he's Mexican, and he came to Mexico. And I'll keep it somewhat vague because he tries to stay anonymous, but I can't help but talk about him. But yeah, he came all the way to Acapulco and was only involved with the Fork last year, came to most of my Fork events, came to my birthday because he saw me on that series and was like, I have to know this person. And he came here and then like 6 weeks later, we fell in love via long distance and now he's come back to Mexico.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Vietnam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.